The USAID is supporting the Ghana Health Service to provide drugs for the treatment of elephantiasis, trachoma and bilharzia, known as the neglected tropical diseases in the Upper West region. This is to significantly reduce cases of such diseases, particularly in the eastern parts of the region, and to minimize the heavy toll on economic and social activities. The Deputy Director in charge of Public Health of the region, Dr. Kofi Issa, said cases of onchocerciasis in the region have drastically reduced, whilst bilharzia has only a few cases. He talked to Papa Bruce.
These diseases have a very heavy burden on the health of the people in the Upper West region. Inside these diseases, there are a collection of diseases which mostly have one thing in common, that they are caused by worms of one form or the other. If you take something like onco, you realize that until such a time that the disease was brought down considerably, it had a whole effect on farming activity and other socio-economic activities, especially in the eastern part of this region.
How prevalent will you say are these diseases in the Upper West region?
For onco, definitely the cases have reduced very considerably from the initial figures in the 70s. Now, bilharzia is something which we hardly even see around. And then equally, elephantiasis, there are quite a few cases left around. And what would happen is that as they go around, there are always scientific surveys which are carried out. And these surveys have proven that at least the disease has been kept under control. But we need to periodically make sure that we give the population these drugs to make sure that they don't become a disease of any public health system in the region.
Will this ensure effective treatment?
Normally, you know, in Ghana Health Service, anything we do, we try to make sure that it's evidence-based. And these are things which have been, together with our partners in the WHO and all other funding agencies like USAID, who are providing some of the funds, we find out that this has been effective in many other countries all over Africa and the world. And so, over the years, this is not the first time, this is almost the second time we are doing this, within 2010 and now. And then you find out that at least we have seen that the incidence of these diseases have reduced considerably.
So what next after this exercise?
Normally it's periodic. Normally when they give the drug, after some time people would come around, try to do surveys, and then find the prevalence of the disease around. And based on that, we would then normally decide to see which communities in of the disease is still very prevalent, and then take the necessary action, either in the form of treatment or if people have complications, to then be able to refer them down. Because if you take something like elephantiasis, it's not just only the leg problem, but then you find that people develop a hydrocele, and then you find the testis is so big. And these are people that we normally would direct to have surgery. So as we do the treatment, we keep looking out for any of the few cases which are around.
So it means this will be continued?
Yeah, we normally do it periodically. Due to lack of funds, we don't do it every year. We then do it every other year.
Deputy Director in charge of Public Health in the Upper West region, Dr. Kofi Issa, talking to Paco Bruce.